3114A, hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quillotes. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this WAPE hearing. I will begin with a summary. Mr. James O'Neill, ADC member, 036892, to 74 years old. The crime of molestation of a child occurred on or about October 28, 1976. He was approximately 31 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled no contest on February 9, 1977, and was sentenced to 20 years to life imprisonment on April 18, 1977. He has a criminal history which includes prior arrests for burglary and felony DWI. I'll read a summary of the offense in question, and it's a pretty extensive letter that was provided to us by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, but I will just kind of scroll forward to on October 29, 1976, Dr. Shapiro completed a physical examination of the victim. According to Dr. Shapiro, the victim's vagina had been penetrated by a large object. She had a suture, a tear between the vagina and rectum of the victim. The doctor checked some specimens taken from the victim under a microscope and found some objects in this specimens that could be sperm, etc. Again, it's a pretty detailed report of the offense. According to Mr. O'Neill's institutional progress report, he has had limited programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections. He did not submit a release plan. He's had limited discipline from 1978 through 2013, with his last major in 2005 for fighting. This appears to be his 10th hearing before the board. He has no letters of support in his parole packet. We do have a letter dated August 17, 2018 from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office opposing parole. I'll begin the discussion by stating that based on the serious and deviant nature of the incident offense and his unwillingness to program or submit a release plan, I do not believe that the supervised release of Mr. O'Neill would further the interest of justice nor be consistent with the safety and welfare of the public. But that's where I will begin the discussion. Before we go further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. James O'Neill, ADC member 036892. My motion is to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And based on the year of offense, we have no mechanism for 1 year set off. So that is my motion.
Second.
Okay.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Release type denied is 412A411HA. That is regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Reasons for denial: serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, serious bodily injury, victim harassment, prior criminal history. Programming, poor release plan, and no family or community support system. Is there anything else my colleagues wish to add? Then this will bring our hearing for Mr. James O'Neill, ADC number 036892, to a close. Thank you, colleagues.